You're listening to SBS News.
The ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup is underway and tournament host Australia are desperate to bounce back after a campaign opening defeat to India on Friday night. Sent into bat, a fast start helped India reach 132 from their 20 overs. A half century to Alyssa Healy was the only meaningful resistance in Australia's reply, with Indian spinner Poonam Yadav claiming 4 wickets as the hosts crumbled to be all out for 115. Captain Meg Lanning wasn't panicking after the loss.
There's a long way to go in this tournament, and the good thing is that the game comes around really quick, so we haven't got too long to dwell on it. Every World Cup event that I've been involved in, we've lost a game throughout the group stage, so you need to be able to bounce back.
The 27-year-old went on to acknowledge things won't get any easier for Australia, who next face Sri Lanka.
We know them pretty well. We played a series against them late last year, and we saw them beat England the other day in the practice game, so we're very wary of them.
In other matches, the West Indies handed Thailand a 7-wicket defeat in its first ever World Cup match, while Australia's pool rivals New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka. In the men's game, a hat-trick from Australia's Ashton Agar helped hand South Africa its heaviest ever T20 international defeat. Australia extended its T20 unbeaten run to 9 matches with a 107-run thumping in the series opener in Johannesburg. David Warner's much-hyped return to South African soil following the 2018 ball tampering scandal lasted just 2 balls as the tourist posted 6 for 196. Steve Smith fared better, defying the expected jeers that came his way, to top score with 45. But it was Agar who was the hero of the day, claiming career best figures of 5 for 24, as the hosts crumbled for just 89 in reply. His hat-trick was sealed by a spectacular catch by captain Aaron Finch.
Here we go. Got him! That's him! Gone! Ashton Agar with a hat-trick! It's the second for Australia after Brett Lee.
It was nice to bowl on a wicket that had a bit of assistance though. That ball really did grip from that fuller length, and it just keeps a spin in the game, keeps the game alive and exciting.
Australia is playing 3 T20s and 3 one-day international matches on its South African tour. Australian amateur golfer Stephanie Kyriakou pulled off a stunning 8-shot victory over an international field of professionals in the Australian Ladies Classic at the Bonneville course near Coffs Harbour. The 19-year-old, who is of Greek and Lebanese heritage, finished 8 shots clear of second place at 22 under, defying the expectations of many who expected her to surrender her lead in the final round.
I was pretty confident going into the last round. I did have a good game plan and it kind of turned out pretty well.
Rugby League made its official return over the weekend with the Indigenous versus Maori All-Stars men's and women's fixtures taking place on the Gold Coast. Pre-match cultural presentations from both sides were widely praised for their displays of passion and respect. But it was a 9-year-old Aboriginal boy who stole the show on the night, with Quaden Bales taking centre stage. The rugby league community had reached out to Quaden's family after a video of the young bullying victim went global, inviting him to participate in the night. He was welcomed by every member of the Maori All-Stars team before leading the Indigenous players onto the field and joining his sporting heroes for the official pre-match photo. Quaden received further words of support from former NRL star and Indigenous All-Stars co-founder Preston Campbell.
And young Quaden, no doubt we're all thinking about you, mate. I'm sorry you've had to go through what you go through, but you got a family there that are very strong and they love you, and there's a lot of people in the community that support you and love you too.
The Maori men's team won the annual match for the first time, 30 points to 16, while the women's All-Star game went the way of the Indigenous side, running out 10-4 winners. Over in England, NRL Premiers Sydney Roosters defeated Super League champion St Helens 20-12, securing Rugby League's World Club Challenge for a record 5th time. In rugby union, France remain on course for a first Grand Slam in 10 years after upsetting Wales in Cardiff, the Welsh succumbing to its first home defeat in Six Nations rugby in 3 years. France remains unbeaten after 3 matches and have a 4-point cushion on top of the ladder from second-placed Ireland. Scotland secured its first win over the tournament with the defeat of Italy in the other match. In boxing, Briton Tyson Fury claimed the WBC World Heavyweight title with an extraordinary victory over American holder Deontay Wilder. In the pair's highly anticipated rematch in Las Vegas, Fury dominated his opponent from the outset, scoring several knockdowns before Wilder's corner finally ended the fight late in the seventh round.
As Wilder's in bad shape, this fight is over. This TKO victory. There is only one. There is only one. Crown the king.
The defeat was Wilder's first in 44 professional fights, while Fury completed a remarkable comeback in a career interrupted by drug and alcohol abuse to win the title for a second time.
He is a warrior, he will be back, he will be a champion again. But I will say, the king has returned to the top of the throne.
In the English Premier League, Chelsea downed London rivals Tottenham 2-1. Veteran Marcus Alonso fired in a superb second-half goal to seal the result.
Giroud and Mount and Barkley and Alonso! Wonderful Chelsea goal! With a move that was a thing of beauty!
Manchester City substitute Gabriel Jesus was on the field for just 3 minutes before he struck to give Manchester City a win over Leicester City. Bournemouth had two goals disallowed by VAR in its 3-0 defeat to Burnley, who moved to 8th place, while Crystal Palace secured their first win of 2020 with a 1-0 result over Newcastle. In other matches, Southampton defeated Aston Villa, while Sheffield United shared the points with Brighton. In the A-League over the weekend, Brisbane Roar extended its unbeaten run to 9 matches, with an 85th-minute equaliser against Premier's Perth Glory. The draw moved Glory into outright second place on the ladder. Newcastle Jets and Melbourne Victory also played out a draw on Saturday, while on Sunday, Sydney FC defeated Central Coast Mariners 3-0. Round 3 of the AFLW was dedicated to supporting and celebrating the gay, lesbian and transgender community. The Western Bulldogs and Carlton teams wore rainbow-themed Guernseys in their clash in Melbourne, with Carlton outscoring the Bulldogs by 8-4 to win by 21 points. In other matches, Fremantle, the GWS Giants, North Melbourne and the Adelaide Crows were winners, and the Gold Coast Suns and Brisbane Lions played out a 28-all draw. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.